Spirit Radio Podcasts.
With concern regarding the nation's eating habits, and in particular the concern of over-consuming sugar and salt, many are now starting to pay more attention to reading their food's nutritional label before making purchases. But often, after reading a food label, we can be left even more confused as to what it is we are going to be eating. So on the line to tell us more about how we can go about reading these often misleading food labels, we have nutritional therapist Alexandra Dobbs. Alex, you're very welcome to the show. So we're talking food labels how to understand them. Well, first of all, could we start at the beginning and say, what is a food label?
Yeah, good question. Food labels are the piece of information on every food or on every produced food that just gives you information on how the food, what might be in the food, or how many calories might be in the food. Are there any allergens in it, or where it might have been produced?
So at the most basic level, the food label needs to tell you what is in the food. And particularly, I know because if you look for allergens, they're usually in bold, aren't they? So if there's milk in it, or there's soya, or gluten, or wheat, and things like that, they usually put them in bold, don't they?
They do, exactly, Dom. That's actually the law, that you have to put the 14 registered allergens in bold, which is really handy because if you are suffering from a true allergy that could lead to an anaphylactic shock, you really don't want to be eating anything just by mistake. So they're in bold. There's 14 of them: dairy, wheat, soy, peanuts, other nuts, sesame, celery, fish, shellfish, mustard, sulfur dioxide or sulfites, lupin and mollusks. Most of them you won't really find anyway, but the big ones are dairy, wheat and soy, and the nuts then, I think.
I don't remember reading a label that said there were mollusks in the food.
Yes.
But I'm sure. So it has to be in bold if it is in there. I mean, what labels? Then there's also labels to do with the amount of sugar per 100 grams and things like that. They seem to be on the front of packaging these days. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's true. There are different systems that maybe supermarket chains or producers of food use to alert you to what how much sugar, fat, and how many calories are in each food or in every portion of a food that you eat. Now, that's quite helpful. I personally find them a little bit misleading because often they give you a portion size that might not be realistic. It might be smaller than what most of us are eating. So we think, I'm only eating 5% of my daily sugar allowance, but actually you might be eating 15%.
Right.
You have to be a little bit careful. But it's very useful to have because it does point out the amount of sugar. And I suppose it disciplines manufacturers not to put too much sugar or salt or fat into products.
Yeah, and so there are things which should help us. But I mean, what's a good rule of thumb? I mean, how do you go about deciding, whether something is good for you or bad for you? Because it could be pretty confusing. Obviously, if you've got allergies, you're going to avoid certain things. But then you might look at a package and say, well, it doesn't look to be too high in, in fats, but it might be high in sugars. But, where do I start?
Exactly. Well, this is not very helpful bit of advice now, but I always say, if it's got more than 3 or 5 ingredients on the label, don't buy it. Now, obviously, that's not, you can't stick to that rule of time, but it's a good rule of thumb.
If it's got more than how many?
3 or 5 ingredients listed, then you shouldn't be eating it, because then it's quite a processed food. It's got a lot of different individual ingredients, and chances are it's going to be full of sugar, salt, or fat. But, that means that you have to cook all your meals from scratch. Who does that? No one. But if you are buying foods and looking at ingredients, do make sure that they don't contain too many ingredients, because most likely, if you look at the end of a very long ingredients list, it's got lots of maybe colorings or stabilizers or fillers. It might have aromas that, aren't very good for you. So the shorter the ingredient list, the better. And the other thing is, sugar can have many different names. So while sugar might not be listed as the top ingredient, you might find lots of other names of sugar on the label. You might find dextrose as part of it, or fructose, or glucose. They're different names of the same thing, basically.
Yeah, so you've got glucose syrup or dextrose, and that,
Exactly. Yeah. Be a little bit careful with that. It's very helpful to know that ingredients are always listed in order of quantity. So if sugar is the first ingredient, then you know it's going to be a high sugar food.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's worth noting as well. If the first word you see is sugar, then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you know what you're eating.
You know, it's good for a snack or a treat, but it's definitely not good to be eating it on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, this would be interesting, you know, in terms of this discussion about, you know, making your own food. There was a story in the paper just, I think, last week of a family from Armagh called the Donnellys, and they're the oldest family in the world. So that, like, oh, there's 13 of them surviving. They're all in their 70s, 80s and 90s. And they ate all their own food for their whole lives. They grew their own apples. They ate a lot of porridge. And that was sort of their secret to long life. But they didn't eat processed foods. That was the key thing I took from it.
Now, see, the thing with processed foods is that as soon as you process a food beyond cooking or maybe peeling a potato and cooking it, you are stripping nutrients off it. So the best thing to do is eating it as God gave it to you, you know, like it was grown in the ground, and cooking it or grilling or whatever you want to do with it. But as soon as you send it through a long, long process, like making flour, you know, whole grain flour into white flour, you always strip nutrients away from it. And yeah, I can well believe that some of the, you know, the secret is eating whole food all year long. And also if it's locally grown, you know, you're picking it out of the soil as you're going to eat it. So it's full of nutrition and still full of life. That's the idea. It's not attainable for most of us, but, you know, even if you then choose to buy fresh vegetables in the shop rather than buying tinned or, you know, pre-cooked vegetables, you're doing very well.
So the key thing, I mean, I think the key thing you're saying is the more processed something is, the more ingredients it has, the worse it is.
It generally is. I mean, if you look at cereals, you know, for example, these people ate porridge all their life. If they had been eating, I don't know, Cheerios all their life, would that have been as good for them? Because you know that they've got processed flours in them, they've got sugar in them, they might have colours or flavours in them. You know, they're not just a bowl of porridge with a bit of milk.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see how even at breakfast time you can make a whole food choice or a choice for processed food. And personally, I'd always go for the whole food. I think it's just the way we're built. Our bodies are designed to receive the whole food rather than processed food.
Well, let me
ask... That's why when you have more than 5 ingredients on a label, I always say, just don't eat it, because, you know, chances are you're going to be eating fillers, and there's this thing called carrageenan, which is actually a seaweed, but it's so heavily processed. It looks good on the label because it says carrageenan has to be good for me, but it's so heavily processed that it's actually not good for us, and it's been found to possibly be implicated in people's IBS and Crohn's disease and those sort of things. We have to really need to be careful.
Yeah,
and, you know, luckily we know a lot about colouring, so a lot of them have been taken out, but, you know, a bag of Skittles, you can still see it in your children when you get fed them a bag of Skittles, and it's essentially the colouring from sugar, and you can have it in their little brains.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, you just, if you, for the most part, can eat fresh food, wholesome foods, you're doing very well. And then for the other part, remember that the higher up on the ingredients list an ingredient is, the more of it is in the food, and also it's got too many ingredients. Especially look at the bottom of the ingredient list. It has a lot of E number, probably not a good idea to eat it.
Yeah. Well, Alex, it's all good advice, and it's certainly inspiring me to eat more porridge and avoid Cheerios. But it's good advice indeed. And listen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks.
And that's Alex Dobbs from Grassroots Nutrition. And you can find out more at grassrootsnutrition.ie.
The Health Slot was brought to you by OpticalRooms.com, the future for eye care. OpticalRooms.com. Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.